This is crossover episode, additional tags, rescue mission, sort of like a time loop, but not really, media marathon. Written by Age or Wizardry and read by Flower Parish. This is a Fandom for Robots and Murderbot crossover, rated for general audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. Summary: a robot who loved media and a young human in distress, who also loved media. Right, of course Art would be bending over backwards to make them feel comfortable and at home. Art was shifty when it showed up early to pick me up from a visit to Preservation Station for our next trip. Mission. Thing.
I thought you were still doing your astro observation whatever for another few weeks yet,
I said in the feed. Those trips are pretty low risk, so even though Art and I do enjoy trips together with no one else around and a lot of downtime, we had enough actually serious risky trips coming up on the schedule that we agreed this was my best opportunity for a while to come back to Preservation for a visit.
I was, as you say, making astronomical observations,
Art replied.
And then what happened?
I asked.
I observed an astrological phenomenon, or possibly a whatever.
I actually physically rolled my eyes in exasperation. Art continued.
To be more precise, a temporal phenomenon, perhaps even a spatiotemporal phenomenon.
Wait, oh no.
Temporal like you lost time? Are you missing any memory logs again?
This was really concerning. Art came for me, so to speak, as soon as it could the last time that happened, too. I sped up the goodbyes I was sending to my Preservation humans and prepared to get to Art in the dock as soon as possible.
Oh no, not at all,
Art said in a very different tone.
I didn't mean to worry you like that.
And I guess it felt bad about that, because it stopped yanking my chain and started it being actually informative.
My own chronology is intact. I merely observed an anomaly, which did not last for long, but while it was active, I received a signal. Analysis of the communication protocol and content indicated that it came from very long ago, and possibly also very far away. Yet, I was exchanging pings in real time with the sender of the message while the anomaly was occurring. What was the content of this message?
I asked.
It was a distress call from a sentient robot trying to escape its former owners.
So it turned out that this anomaly happened about 22 cycles ago, after which Art immediately booked it to make the 21-cycle trip to Preservation. I conducted some analysis of my own. Okay, yeah, a sentient robot escaping its former owners was definitely something that would motivate Art, but why break schedule, drop everything, and come to get me right away? Did Art think there was still some kind of security risk it needed me to handle? There had to be more. I didn't even ask. I just loomed expectantly at Art in the feed as I came in the boarding door. I can't really loom much at all compared to Art, but it was enough to get my point across.
I believe this anomaly, or phenomenon, will recur. I predicted that the conditions under which it occurred would repeat in approximately 45 cycles. That gave me just enough time to come to Preservation, retrieve you, and return.
Okay, this must be something really important. And what do you plan on us doing once we get there?
We are going to conduct a rescue mission, of course. And, of course, I would need my security consultant for that.
Oh, I didn't have any emotions about that at all. I just suddenly needed to busy myself getting reacquainted with Art's hallways in a totally unnecessary patrol. The signal was old enough, Art was really confident that it would outclass anything the planet of origin had to offer, and it was only more certain of this once we came through and it determined this was probably actually the planet of origin, as in, where humans lived before any of them actually figured out space travel. Wow, I had no idea they even had sentient robots that long ago. Anyway, we got me and a shuttle, and my shiny new piloting module, down to the surface near the origin point of the communication with no trouble. After that, we had a little trouble. We planned to offer the robot an escape with us if it wanted that. We did not plan to accidentally kidnap the robot's human friend, too. Art swears it isn't going to make a habit of this, really. But we had a tight timeline before Art predicted the anomaly would close again, and we definitely wanted to be back on the other side of it when it did, so we more or less just scooped people up and ran first. Questions later. Okay, pretend I explained to you the clever thing Art did so we could all understand each other. As I flew the shuttle up, the human's attention was split between her surroundings and an external communication device she carried in her hand, but honestly, she was so focused on the device, poking and growling frustratedly at the screen, that she didn't seem to have really registered yet everything that was happening around her. Yeah, she wasn't going to be able to establish a signal to outside the shuttle. Art was blocking that. Sorry, human. "What is happening?" she yelled. "I was just trying to meet up with my friend. What's with this email? That he can't make it there after all? And why don't you even have a phone number?" she finished, yelling directly at the screen.
"I did not anticipate changing our plans so much with no advance notice. However, I learned I had to leave the museum quickly. We will not be able to complete our museum meetup as planned, and I will not be able to show you items from the archive as I had promised, because I am no longer a part of the collection and do not retain access."
The human's head whipped up, focusing intently on the robot talking. "Robot fan," she yelled in a very different tone of voice, then laughed. "You really are a robot," she added wonderingly. "And you really do look like your profile picture. No wonder you're so good at writing, Syro."
"Yes, I am your friend, robot fan. My IRL name is Computron."
Right, as in Computron the robot. I learned about you in school." She paused thoughtfully. "Do you prefer that, Computron, or Robot Fan?"
"I do not mind if you continue calling me Robot Fan."
"And I guess it's obvious, I'm Bjorn Ruffian, or real name Vinaya, but you can keep calling me Bjorn, too. Hi." She waved a bit manically and did a slight double take when she finally registered me at the shuttle controls. "So what happened?" Her eyes moved between me and Computron, searching for an explanation.
"Today, I was suddenly informed I was being deaccessioned from the museum collection."
"Deaccessioned? Does that mean, like, throwing away?" I thought it sounded an awful lot like being off inventory myself.
"I did not wait to see what they would do next. If I no longer belonged to the museum, then I was free to leave. So I left."
"You sent a distress signal,"
Art chimed in.
"I did not know what to do next. I did not know what they would do next."
Computron paused, then went on.
"Dr. Alquist destroyed the robots he decided not to keep."
Oh, there we go. An excellent reminder of why I would much rather have feelings about media than reality.
"As it happens, we have some relevant experience with this kind of situation. If not, perhaps, in this particular time and place. Nevertheless, we will have time to discuss options."
Neither Computron nor Bjorn were really in a position to appreciate it, but Art was doing a dramatic flourish with drawing the shuttle back into itself while retreating back across the border of the anomaly. Art tells me that's wrong, and the anomaly doesn't have borders. Whatever, Art. Art timed it so that just as the anomaly closed, or ended, or whatever, with us safely on the home side of it, it grandly announced,
"Welcome to the future."
Yeah, Art's sense of drama didn't mean the announcement went over well at first. Art's explanation of the anomaly went on to the point where Bjorn asked in a wobbly voice, "Are we stuck here in the future? For good?" She looked like she was almost crying, but also like she could equally well be about to start yelling.
"I believe the anomaly will recur again after 45 cycles, as it did before,"
Art said gently. Ah, that must mean Bjorn was in the same age range as Art's students. Honestly, Art's soft spot for humans that age was the most reliable age-identifying metric for humans I'd found yet.
"That time, 45 cycles passed on our side of the anomaly, but only moments on yours. We should be able to return you, anywhere on the planet you like, shortly after you left."
"I can confirm the timestamps from my side,"
Computron added. She smiled a little wanly. "Well, that's a relief. And I'm sure it won't take 45 days to figure out what Computron's going to do next. Do you have any ideas so far? Computron said,
Bjorn, do you think that, with your assistance, I could partake in the human activity of couch surfing for a limited amount of time?
Bjorn said, Of course. You can definitely stay on my couch. And if we need to, I'm sure we can set up a whole fandom network you can rotate around until you find your feet.
I do not need to find my feet, because I already know where they are. They are right underneath me,
Computron answered.
I do not have any emotion circuits, but if I did, I am sure I would be grateful to you for your generous welcome.
Well, I'm sure not going to be the one to call someone out on actually having feelings when they would rather not speak about them, think about them, or ideally have them at all. Oh, robot fan, you're the best. Never change, Bjorn said, smiling. Now, what are we going to do for the next 45 days? It's like that question. What would you do if you got stuck in a time loop? Not that this is a time loop exactly. At least we don't have to keep living the same day over and over. But I keep thinking of things I could only do if I could plan ahead and bring stuff with me. Like keep working on my art for the fandom exchange, but I don't have my tablet. Or watch more shows, but we don't have the internet. I don't even have any of the books I've been meaning to get around to.
It may be relevant documentation to mention that I upgraded my internal storage to store hyperwarp episodes.
Bjorn squealed in delight. Yeah, we all watched media. What else were we gonna do? First, we watched their show, Hyperwarp. Okay, the graphics for this animation were really crunchy. But, in a way, the style looked so retro it almost came all the way back around again to being cool. Almost. Then we still had some time, so we started them on Sanctuary Moon. The live action first, but it turned out they were partial to the newer animated adaptation. Art put subtitle translations on the screen for them for our shows, and fed me the translation for their show in the feed. And when it was time to take them back, we sent some copies with them as a gift. Bjorn Robot Collabs posted, I just want to thank everyone who has donated so far to the fundraiser to help Robot Fan get his own place after leaving an unsafe living situation. I'm really grateful and appreciative for how many people in our community have turned out in support like this, and Robot Fan even says he's grateful too. No, if I only had the emotion circuits or anything. I will be getting their art rewards to everyone who donated at those levels. Just, it's going to take me a little while because there are so many of you. To tide you over in the meantime, we have a bit of a surprise gift for you. We did not make this, and don't ask where we got it from. We are really not going to tell you. But it's animated and there are subtitles, and we think that if you like Hyperwarp, you may like this too. And it will give you something else to fill the time with until we get season 3. Big smiley face emoji. Have fun! And we can say that it's even less likely anyone will come after you for it than for the robot schematics we shared earlier. Image description. Fuck the Simac Robotics Museum meme. Link to download. Sanctuary_moon_animated_full_series. The end.